This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Gina Van Leeuwen, international speaker, best-selling author, and board-certified health coach providing healthy habits to balance your mind, body, and soul. Gina, thanks for joining us here on the program.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Eric.
And you're most welcome. Good to have you with us, and thanks for your time. So for starters, as we look at having a stress-free life, is living a stress-free life even possible?
Well, the short answer is no. And that's because basic biological processes that our body goes through are stressful in and of themselves. So, for example, the regeneration of cells or the cell's use of ATP, which is adenosine triphosphate, those require energy, which creates stress on the body. So it's really a matter of good stress versus bad stress and about managing that stress.
Now, let's look at the negative side of stress. How does stress negatively impact us?
There are so many negative impacts. I'll just name a couple handfuls here, but I think it's important to note that it negatively impacts us both mentally and physically, and sometimes those can be interchangeable. You might see some symptoms come up like headaches, or you get restless. You might have some anxiety, maybe some irritability. Maybe you're really tired, you might get some brain fog, memory issues, lack of focus. But on the larger scale, it can cause heart problems, it can create weight gain because you start craving, you might participate in overeating. There's the whole idea of cortisol, which causes you to hold on to your weight. So even if you are not overeating, you might even be undereating. When you're in this fight or flight mode of stress, the cortisol will cause your body to hold on to the excess weight. But I think probably one of the things that people don't realize is that the excess stress can actually suppress your immune system. So it makes you less able to fight against sickness and infection.
And that's certainly some helpful information. Now let's look at the other side of the coin. How can stress positively affect us?
Like I mentioned earlier, it's a basic biological function to have stress, and stress really, if you don't have any of it, that would mean you're on your way out to the next life. So stress is important, and there's some really good things that come from stress. So if your body is functioning properly, you can have additional benefits for cognitive function. It actually boosts your immune system. Of course, exercising your heart, improving your mood, all of these things that could be negative can also be positive when it's not in excess. So, for example, think of exercising. When you go to exercise, you're building your muscles, you're using your heart, it's delivering oxygen to your brain, which engages your brain. All of those things are good, and they're good for the body. It keeps the body tone and active. It's just when you overdo that, that's when it can cause additional stress that your body can no longer manage. It becomes bad stress. So we want to stay in the range and have all those wonderful benefits of exercising good stress versus the bad stress.
Today, we're speaking with Gina Van Leeuwen, international speaker, best-selling author, and board-certified health coach, providing healthy habits to balance your mind, body, and soul here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Gina, tell us, what is the number one thing you can do to effectively manage stress, if that is possible?
I believe the number one thing you can do to effectively manage stress is to stay hydrated. Now, that might seem very simple or rudimentary because there's so many other elements to managing stress, and I have a bunch of free tips to discuss all of those different elements. But the reason why I feel hydration is so critical is because we're 75% water, and if you think, you know, we're two-thirds water, your cells and your organs, your tissue, basically your entire body rely on that water. And just a slight depletion can cause undue stress on your body. It can lead to the inability to appropriately manage stress, and then therefore all those symptoms that I mentioned earlier. So it really comes down to water, and that's the first thing that I go to with my clients. It doesn't matter what we're talking about, if it's some type of a major health issue like autoimmune or cancer, or if it's weight loss, or they're getting headaches, or whatever. It doesn't matter what it is. We always address water first. Again, two-thirds water, you're even just slightly depleted. Those cells cannot get the fuel, basically, that they need to do their job. That creates stress on the body, and then those symptoms can ensue.
Tremendous information there. Thanks so much for that. Once again, now, could you give us one more stress managing tip? That would be great.
Yes, I'd love to talk about breathing. Again, it seems like such a rudimentary thing because we all do it, right? We're all breathing at every moment until the moment that we pass on to the next life. But I'm talking about focused breathing, and I do a lot about this in my stress management course, going through different breathing exercises and really helping people develop the habit of focused breathing. And it takes some practice, but with practice, it becomes more habitual and you do it on a regular basis. So even myself included, we all what I call shallow breathe. And that's where you're breathing just from the lungs. Whereas when you do more focused breathing and you develop your breathing down into your belly breathing down to your abdomen, you get a full inhalation of breath. And then also learning to expel properly. So sometimes we're so focused on getting in the oxygen and we don't think about the carbon dioxide, which is the waste product. That's what helps keep your body in balance, is also expelling that waste, that carbon dioxide. So focused breathing allows you to, well, focus on this idea of breathing in very, very deeply all this oxygen, and then also expelling and really pushing out all of that waste, which is the carbon dioxide. And when you do this focused breathing, and literally it could just be a few breaths. It doesn't have to be minutes or, you know, an hour. It's nice to do that if you can, if you have the time for that. Or having points throughout your week where you're doing greater amount of focused breathing, but just a few breaths, deep breathing in deeply. I like to do the in through your nose and out through your mouth, so you have a nice exchange. But just a few of those in through your nose, out through your mouth, can completely reset your brain so that you feel less stressed. You feel more focused. You feel more relaxed. And it's just talking about it makes me feel good, just talking about breath. But I always encourage people throughout the day, just take a moment, take a few really good deep breaths. You can do that throughout your day. It can completely change how you're showing up in your day to day.
Gina, if you would, where can we get more information about stress and other health topics?
Yeah, I mentioned that I have a lot of other tips as well. I have a free offer for anyone who goes to my website. My last name can be a little difficult, so if you just go to www.easeyourstress.life, easeyourstress.life, I offer 7 tips to overcome stress. Super simple. I just recommend that people take it one thing at a time. Sometimes it can get overwhelming, even just looking at the 7 tips. So coming out of that overwhelm, thinking, okay, I'm going to read through this. I'm going to pick out one thing to work on. I recommend water, as I mentioned earlier. Then maybe the second one is the breath. And then moving into some of the other tips and just doing them one by one, it will help you to start, to reduce your stress load and free your brain and your body up to do the things that you really love to do.
Again, Gina, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Thanks so much for joining us here on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for having me, Eric.
We've been speaking with Gina Van Leeuwen, international speaker, best-selling author, and board-certified health coach, providing healthy habits to balance your mind, body, and soul. And for further information, simply visit ginavanleeuwen.com. health.com. Again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.